Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Two grown men fighting over one drum kit. No one wants to see that. Don't mind hearing it, though, because the two musicians playing our drum kit here are Lewis Cato, who runs The Late Show with Stephen Colbert House Band, and Joe Saylor, who is the drummer in that band. From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, this is a special edition of Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer, and despite all the drumming you're hearing in the background, this episode of our podcast series comes from our New York Guitar Festival, an annual collaboration that we do in the Green Space, which is New York Public Radio's ground floor performance venue. The festival, founded by David Spellman and myself some 24 years ago, and this year's festivities included a set from Lewis Cato, who brought Joe Saylor along, and for the most part, Lewis played guitar and Joe handled the drums himself. But towards the end of the set, Lewis, who is a multi-instrumentalist and can play almost any instrument, couldn't help himself. And the two of them started wailing away on the same kit for a minute or two. And you'll hear that later on in their set. It's mostly Lewis Cato originals. There are a couple of arrangements of traditional material that he and Joe did for us. This opening song is one of Lewis Cato's own. It's called In My Reach.
I look around the corner, see everything I've hoped for in my reach. If I look a little closer, I see everything I've hoped for in my reach, in my reach. Once again, the days are shorter. Oh, the winter's so much colder out here. In 7 days, I'm 1 year older. Everyone else is moving forward, and I'm here. And every time I compare myself with someone else, I feel lost. I might think I'm in parallel with someone else, but I'm not. No, no, no. But I look around the corner and see everything I've hoped for in my reach, in my reach. If I move a little closer, I see everything I've hoped for in my reach. In my reach. Mm-hmm. They say clouds have silver borders. One of these days I know the sky will open up. Mm-hmm. If I bathe my hand according to plan, I'll understand I'm even closer than I thought. And every time I compare myself with someone else, I feel lost. Mm-hmm. And I might think I'm in parallel with someone else, but I'm not. Oh, no. So I look everything I've hoped for in my reach, in my reach. If I move a little closer, I see everything I've hoped for in my reach, in my reach. Mm-hmm. say clouds have silver borders. One of these days I know the sky will open up. Yes, it will. If I play my hand according to plan, I'll understand I'm even closer than I thought. Than I thought. So I look around the corner and see everything I'm hoping for.
Cato. The song is called In My Reach. Lewis singing and playing the guitar, Joe Saylor behind the drum kit in this performance from the New York Guitar Festival downstairs in the green space, our ground floor performance room. Lewis is the multi-instrumentalist leader of the house band of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Joe Saylor is the drummer. Usually, if you watch the show, you see the band, you see Stephen Colbert come out, and then the camera always cuts to Joe wrapping up the opening theme music from behind the drum kit. So the two of them out on stage at the green space. And before the rest of their set, let's get a chance to meet Lewis Cato.
Hey, everybody.
So how is it to walk out to applause and not be, you know, kind of playing the guy with getting the applause on?
You know, it's really nice.
It's really nice.
I'm not going to lie. It feels really nice.
A guy could get used to this.
A guy could get used to this.
So is it a case that in a position like yours, you have to know so many different kinds of music? Or is it the reverse, that because you know so many different kinds of music, you can do a job like yours?
You know, I'd say it's a bit of both. I don't think you... not necessarily a requirement to know lots of different types of music, but it definitely gives you an advantage when you're providing music for a variety television show. Because, you know, it goes all over the map between some of the skits and bits and the tones of interviews. You never know where it's going to go. So it's good to have, I find it valuable to have a range of right. styles and genres and language in the bag, you know.
And it's also, you know, fun for listeners to listen for little musical in-jokes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We love getting little treats and things and hinting at melodies inside of other arrangements. And only for those who are listening carefully.
You know. So, and how much of what you do... Well, I guess I could ask this question both on the show and, yeah. and on stage.
Uh-huh.
How much of what you do is in the moment and how much is planned?
Oh, I'd say probably 70% planned, 30% in the moment.
Right.
Yeah. We.
And is that pretty much across the board, wherever you are, whatever you're doing?
No. That's specifically for The Late Show, I'd say.
Yeah.
Because the gravitas of the audience, you know, we're trying to engage with, I think it's like 250, 300 people in that Ed Sullivan Theater. But that audience is a sort of a surrogate for another 4 million people that are watching at home.
Right.
So you don't want to go into that not prepared. So I like to, my approach is sort of to have, we get myself and Joe Saylor up here come in. We get together the week before and go through, our team puts together guest research where we can look at who's coming in and do some Googling for things that, you know, may make them feel at home.
Right, right.
And sometimes it's overt, sometimes it's tucked in.
Right. Well, what about something like tonight, where you get to basically do your music?
Yeah, this is a different thing. This is a different thing. I think one thing that maybe people don't realize about working on a show like ours at The Late Show is that it's very stop and go. Sometimes we stop down for edits. Sometimes they need to redo something, or a guest has a hard out and we have to change the whole production order, any number of things. So in that environment, it's always sort of like the energy has to be at a certain level. Out of 10, I'd say we try to not dip below a 7.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of our dynamic range, energy-wise.
Where are you going with this, Lewis? Are we going to get like a 1 to 3 here? Is that what's happening?
You're
going
to get a 1 to 10. You're going to get a 1 to 10. We don't get to go down as soft as I like to go with my music. And, you know, it's a different thing for a different setting.
Okay.
But this room feels comfortable.
Now, you have a really interesting set of covers that you've been doing online over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Gives kind of a sense of your range of musical interests.
Yeah, thank you.
But what we'll be hearing tonight is mostly your own stuff.
Correct, that's correct.
Framed by two traditional tunes.
Yes.
So songs like Down in the River to Pray, Walk the Lonesome Path. I mean,
yes.
Did you grow up in the church? Was that kind of a formative musical experience for you?
I grew up in the church, and it was very much a formative musical experience for me. Interestingly, you mentioned Lonesome Valley, which we'll get into a little later, but I first heard that by Mississippi John Hurt. Mm-hmm. I didn't actually come to the song until 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh.
But because I grew up, because of the environment in the southern small black church that I grew up in, there's just these threads, you know,
You recognize
it. It's familiar.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was very, like, oh, it's like a cousin, like, that has a, you know, similar face or features or gestures, you know. So I really gravitated to it in a way, and I think as I'm sort of on my ongoing artist journey, I'm finding more and more, you'll hear a lot of that, you'll hear on my new record that's coming out in a couple months, but I'm finding more and more of those threads as I kind of get more in touch with myself.
Now, what's the name of the record?
Reflections.
Okay. On which, how many instruments do you play?
Oh.
You can say all of them if that's the answer, but
most of them. I mean, I play all on the album. I play all the instruments.
So, guitar, trombone,
guitars. No horns on this album.
No horns.
There was trombone on the last record. This is a little more stripped down. So it's guitars, electric, acoustic. I think some ukulele, all manner of drums, percussion, lots of claps, bongos, tambourines, bass. And mostly that's it. I may be forgetting some things, but it's purposely stripped down. It's purposely stripped down.
Yeah, it sounds really stripped down, Lewis. All right. But this is, I mean, this is like about as intimate as it gets.
Yeah.
You and Joe.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there's something I don't even want to say too much, but I'll just say that getting to know this man behind me for the last 8 years working on the show and otherwise, I've come to find and trust that magic always happens when he's around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever, the two of you ever like fight over the drum kit or? Let me have a turn, dude.
Surprisingly, it never
happened. No, it really hasn't. Sometimes we both get on the drum kit.
Yeah.
Well, that's happened.
You never know.
All right. Well, you know, 30% of this is apparently happening in the moment. We'll see what transpires. Lewis Cato, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Saylor on the drums. And they're going to begin with a performance of the traditional song Down in the River to Pray.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way in blue, so wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me. Let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to
there comes a time when peace of mind can't wait any longer. You hit a wall and start to fall, there's nothing left to say.
Sometimes there isn't any sign of a path that's clear to follow. Most times I begin to find that it's me that's in the way. Take a look at myself. Take a look at myself. Now I try to keep an open mind when there's no way of knowing. I close my eyes until I can see what's right in front of me. Sometimes you don't need anyone to remind you where you're going. Most times I begin to find I got everything I need. Take a look at myself. Take a look at myself. Take a look at myself. Take the time to step away. Cause when I figure out how to settle down, I know I'll be okay. It's alright. If I wait it out, the sun will rise. Morning comes with a brand new light. It's alright to take a deep breath and look within. Make the time to step away. Cause when I figure out how to settle down, I know I'll be okay.
Thank you all.
That was one of my songs from the first album. The album was called Starting Now, and that song was called Look Within, but it got a new lease on life when we performed it on the Late Show, on the rooftop of the Ed Sullivan Theater, and it was really special, and I was just talking about this the other day. It was quite the lesson in surrender, because if you've heard the original, it sounds nothing like that. It's much slower, it's like a ballad, and I gave it to the band, and they just brought whole new things on it from other perspectives that I couldn't possibly see, and now I love it again. I'm going to play another one of mine called Anymore. I was made to learn that certain things are true, like thunder after lightning, yellow and green makes blue. Well, up until tonight I would have said me and you, but I guess it don't make sense anymore. No, I guess it don't make sense anymore. Searching through the landscape, the soul beyond your eyes was all it took to make me feel that with you I could fly. Well, I had yet to learn the laws of gravity applied. Even still, it don't make sense anymore.
even still, it don't make sense anymore. What I wouldn't give for some reason. And is there anything I could have done to keep you here? Picking up the pieces of things not meant to be. Trying to find the logic and spend some time on me. Someday hope the answers, in time I'll come to see. And looking back it will make sense, hopefully. In retrospect I'll find the path eventually. Yeah, looking back it will make sense, hopefully. Based on a true story. To walk that lonesome valley, you got to walk it for yourself. Ain't nobody else gonna walk it for you. You got to walk that valley for yourself. Mind will bear to walk that lonesome valley. She had to walk it for herself. Ain't nobody else could walk it for her. She had to walk that valley for herself. My father had to walk that lonesome valley. He had to walk it for himself. Ain't nobody else could walk it for him. He had to walk that valley for himself. Jesus had to walk that lonesome valley. He had to walk it for himself. Ain't nobody else could walk it for him. He had to walk that valley for himself. Oh yeah, you gotta walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk it for yourself. Ain't nobody else gonna walk it for you. You got to walk that path for yourself.
Louis Cato and Joe Saylor. So Louis and I are wondering whether he should play another song.
Let's do another song.
All right.
You guys have been the best energy. Thank you so much. We started, I knew we had something. Long before I let you in, you looked right through me. Had so much to say, with so much time to say it. Skipped ahead in a lot of ways, speaking freely. Back and forth. Hey. Now the dust has settled, changing from gentle showers into thunder lightning. Both need to be heard, both want to have the last word. Best to wait until this passes over. Just so much to say, don't always have to play to win. Just another day, back and forth and back again. Though we might not agree in every moment, you know how to keep my fire burning just enough. I swear you're the worst, but you are, you're still the one who sends me up to the end. It's never ending, just so much to say. Don't always have to play to win. Just another day, but back and forth and back again. For the good's so good and the bad ain't that bad. When I look at everything we had, make a list of all the cons and the pros, and it ain't even close. That's just how love grows.
Well, the good's so good, and the bad ain't that bad. When I look at everything we have, make a list of all the cons and the pros, it ain't even close. watch us how love grows. Either way you spin it, it's all he said, she said. Everything we remember, everything we forget. All part of the rhyme, part of the storytelling. One page at a time, every line has meaning. One day at a time, I've fallen more deeply. Just so much to say, don't always have to play to win. Just another day, back and forth and back again. Just so much to say, don't always have to play to win. Just another day, yeah. Back and forth and back again. For the good so good, and the bad ain't that bad. When I look everything we have, make a list of all the cons and the pros, and it ain't even close. Just how love goes.
Lewis Cato with Joe Saylor behind the drum kit, and actually both Lewis and Joe playing our drum kit for a minute or two in the middle of that song called Back and Forth, a Lewis Cato original. And you've heard his set now from the 2023 New York Guitar Festival. Two nights of live music downstairs in the Green Space, our ground floor performance venue. There's more to come. Lewis Cato will be headlining Maple Woodstock in Maplewood, New Jersey, this coming Sunday at 8:30 p.m., two free days of music making in Maplewood, New Jersey, culminating in a set from Lewis Cato. Our set was recorded by our technical director, Irene Trudell, our producer, Karen Havlick, our video editor, Eric Weber, and my thanks, of course, to everybody at the Green Space, Chase Culpon, Ricardo Fernandez, Jennifer Sendro, Amber Wright, great to work with, as always, David Spellman of the New York Guitar Festival. I'm John Schaefer. Thank you for being with us, and keep up with everything we're doing on New Sounds, including these Soundcheck podcasts, by subscribing to our free weekly newsletter. Simply text NEWSOUNDS to 70101.